दुःखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्. माय सैल्युटेशन्स् टु श्री श्री ठाकुर् मा एण्ड् स्वामीजी. ज्ञानशक्ति समारूढ तत्त्वमाला विभूषितः भुक्ति मुक्ति प्रदाता च तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. सैल्युटेशन्स् टु द गुरु हू इज़ रूटेड् इन् द नालेज् that is adorned with the garland of truth and who is bestower of the joy of liberation. My pranams to most revered Gita Pranamataji and other Matajis and love to devotees. On this auspicious day of Guru Purnima, we have gathered here to offer our profound gratitude and express our love towards our Gurus through chanting, singing his glories, and to dwell on his grace and his unconditional love for his disciples. Once, Narendra heard that the master's renunciation was so absolute that he could not bear the touch of money. One day, Narendra arrived at Dakshineshwar and found that master had gone to Calcutta. Suddenly, he felt a desire to test the master. He hid a rupee under the master's mattress and waited for him. The master returned, but no sooner had he touched the bed than he drew back in pain, as if stung by a scorpion. The master called a temple attendant to examine the bed, and the rupee was discovered. Narendra admitted that he had put the money there. The master was not displeased at all. He said to Narendra, "You must test me as the money changers test their coins. You must not accept me until you have tested me thoroughly." This is the sweet relation between world-famous Guru and his world-famous Shishya, Sri Ramakrishna and Swami Vivekananda. All over India, we celebrate some special Purnimas as a festival, like Chaitra Purnima as a Hanuman Jayanti, Vaishakha Purnima as a Buddha Purnima, Vata Purnima, Rakhi Purnima, Kartik Purnima as a Tripuri Purnima. Like that, today we have gathered here to celebrate Ashada Purnima, which is called Guru Purnima or Vyasa Purnima. The great Vyasa promised to sages that on this specific Purnima day, I will enter in all Gurus. So, whoever pay tribute to his Guru and observe this Purnima, that is equal to pay tribute to me to observe my birthday. And thus started to celebrate Vyasa Purnima as a Guru Purnima. India is the only country which regards Guru to the highest level as they understand his real value. Guru is the link between disciple and God to attain immortality. The bond between Guru and his Shishya is very pure and eternal. We don't see such relationship has ever existed in Western culture and tradition. So no one can understand what a true Guru is. At the most, they can understand what a teacher is. It will clear us through this incident. In those days at Belur, the drinking water was not good. So Swami Nishayananda used to bring water every day in a huge vessel from a tube well in Baranagar across the Ganga. He would do this service for his Guru joyfully, wading across the river at low tide. One day, he was entering the monastery after crossing the Ganga and Josephine MacLeod saw him. When he came near, she said to him sympathetically, "Oh Swami, why don't we engage a servant to fetch the water?" As Nishayananda was greatly devoted to the service of his Guru, Swami Vivekananda, he was deeply offended by this suggestion. He retorted harshly, "You are a foolish lady." MacLeod, reprimanded by this young monk, felt highly insulted. She became indignant, angry, and went straight to Swamiji to express her complaint. What wrong have I done that this disciple of yours, a mere boy, felt he had right to scold me, calling me a foolish lady? Swamiji affectionately explained, this is India. Here service to Guru is the principal duty. Nishayananda spoke rudely to you because you dealt a blow to his feeling of devotion to me. Josephine then felt ashamed. Following Swamiji's advice, she went to Nishayananda to express her apologies. Nishayananda was by that time digging in the vegetable garden. He was wearing only a loincloth and perspiring profusely. The simple Nishayananda, extremely embarrassed to be seen in this condition, frantically gestured to her to go away. When she tried to apologize, he replied, yes, yes, I have pardoned you. Please go now. In this way, in India, we give respect to our gurus. The guru-disciple relationship is a bond of trust, respect and mutual growth, leading to spiritual evolution and self-realization. In spiritual life, when fear, clouds of doubt and depression hover in mind, we need someone to reassure us. For Guru, everything is possible. Guru can lift his disciple from any danger and safely put on the proper path, removing all obstacles. Swami Vivekananda gave a tremendous assurance. Once he said, see Baburam, if my disciples find themselves in hell 1,000 times of committing sin, I would pull them out from there 1,000 times by holding their hands. This is nothing but Guru's pure unconditional love for his disciple. Towards the end of his life, Swami Sadananda suffered greatly due to asthmatic attacks and the resulting breathlessness. But one day it was seen that he was calmly enduring even this. After some time, he said to his attendant, when my suffering became unbearable, Swami Vivekananda appeared before me. I saw he was suffering even more than I was from breathlessness. And he said, look at me, why should you be afraid? He removed my fear and body consciousness. Swami Sadananda used to say, Swamiji is my father, my mother, my guru, in fact, my all in all. I have disassociated myself from the body. In this way, the guru saves his disciple from the cycle of birth and death by showing the way to the goal supreme. Guru Purnima is a thrice blessed day for us because this is the birthday of great Vyasa Maharshi. Second, on this day, Lord Shiva imparted spiritual knowledge to saints, sages and yogis. And third one, Chaturmas starts on this day and spiritual seekers start intensifying their sadhana this day. In the Viveka Chodamani, Shankaracharya says, Durlabham trayame vaitad, devanugraha hetukam, manushatva mumukshatva mahapurusha saunshraya. These three things are rare indeed and due to the grace of God, namely manushatvam, human birth, mumukshatvam, burning desire for liberation, and mahapurusha saunshraya, protecting care of a man of wisdom. Manushyatvam, human birth. The main feature of human being is the search for knowledge. We see in human beings, they try to increase their standard, find out means to lift themselves to higher level. There is an urge to learn more, to get knowledge for higher happiness. And when he knows after suffering so much, that this samsara will not give real or permanent happiness, these material things can't give eternal happiness, then the desire for God dawns in his mind. The burning desire for God is called mumukshatvam. And because of this, we all are here. We all are in search of bliss. Actually, this is the turning point of our life. This is the second touch of divine grace. Here we need Guru, Mahapurusha Saunshraya. अनंत संसार समुद्र तार नौकायिताभ्यां गुरुभक्तिदाभ्यां वैराग्य साम्राज्यदपूजनाभ्यां नमो नमः श्री गुरुपादुकाभ्यां। आई बो डाउन रिपीटेडली टू द गुरुपादुकाज विच बेस्टोज डिवोशन क्रॉसेस द ओशन ऑफ एंडलेस साइकल्स ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ एंड दिस इज द थर्ड ब्लेसिंग महापुरुष संश्रया। An extraordinary great person's guidance and protecting care in our spiritual life. This guidance coming from one who has realized the Atman is always sure and unerring. According to Vishvasara Tantra, Gu means darkness and Ru means remover. So, Guru means the person who destroys darkness, ignorance or bondage is Guru. Only burning or lighted candle can light the other candles. Like that, the realized guru can destroy the ignorance from his disciple. Now, what type of ignorance? How he dispels? Anek janma samprapta karmendhana vidahine atma jnanagni danena tasmai shri gurave namaha. The divine guru imparts to the disciple the fire of self-knowledge, atma jnanena, and burns away the bonds of karma, karma bandha, accumulated through many births. In this way, some extraordinary souls becomes guru and have power to illumine others. What are the qualities of guru? In Vivek Chudamani, Shankaracharya says, श्रोत्रियो अवृजिनो अकामहतो यो ब्रह्मवित्तमः ब्रह्मण्य उपरतः शांतो निरिंधन इवानलः अहेतुक दया सिंधुर बंधुरान मताम सताम। श्रोत्रियो, वेल वर्स्ड इन स्क्रिप्चर्स, इन शॉर्ट ही मस्ट बी रियलाइज्ड सोल। स्क्रिप्चर्स आर नथिंग बट द रिकॉर्ड ऑफ रियलाइज्ड सोल्स। फॉर दिस एज श्री रामकृष्णा इज द गुरु। He practiced all types of sadhana and gods and goddesses merged in him. Through his disciples, that is through Guru Parampara, the spiritual knowledge came to us. Really, we are blessed that we are connected to this holy organization. Avrijinaha, second quality of Guru is sinless. Unless he is sinless, how can he remove sin from others? Dirt cannot clean the dirt. Once, Swamiji said, the only thing that can keep organized work from becoming corrupt is purity of life. Akamahata, unsmitten or unafflicted by desires. If he runs after objects of desires, how can he help us? He must be free from all types of selfish desires. Brahmavittama, he must be knower of Brahman. Such one is always merged in God. If anyone approaches him, he gets only God out of him. This is a unique quality in all great spiritual teachers. Shantaha, he has become absolutely tranquil. One cannot bring tranquility to others unless one is tranquil. This is the reason when we go to our Guru Maharaj or President Maharaj, we feel shantaha, we get peace within. Ahetuka daya sindhu, he is boundless ocean of mercy. Bandhuran matam satam, he is friend of all good people who humbly approach him. A real friend is one who, without our knowing, gently wipes away the dirt from our body with his own clothes. This is a beautiful conception of Guru. As one's real friend, whom we can absolutely trust, Sri Ramakrishna is the supreme Guru of this age. He has awakened the Kundalini of all humanity. In all the Gurus of Ramakrishna order, we find all these qualities. Why India is spiritually prosperous? Because very great spiritual teachers, gurus are there and great disciples are there. This is the reason in India we see unbroken guru parampara. There are some qualities of student or disciples. Very first is sincerity. Whatever Guru says in thought, work and deed, disciple should be able to follow it. In the life of Swami Nishayanandaji, we can see utmost sincerity for his Guru's words. Once it was decided to buy milk cow for the Belur monastery. For this purpose, Swami Vivekananda sent his disciple Swami Nishayananda. He instructed him, "Don't let go of the rope attached to the cow. Then it won't be able to run away." On the way back, he had to cross the Ganga by boat. But as he reached the middle of the river, the current became rough and the boat started rocking heavily. The cow became terribly frightened and jumped into the river, which was in spate, as it was the rainy season. Seeing this, all the passengers cried out. But Nishayananda remembered the words of his guru and dived into the river after the cow, still holding the rope. Both he and the cow carried away by the strong current. Without becoming nervous, Nishayananda started splashing water on the face of the cow and tried to bring it gradually to the shore. After a lot of struggle, he finally succeeded in reaching the western bank of the Ganga. But as luck would have it, the bank was covered with a thick layer of mud, and so he could not pull the cow from the water. Undaunted, he looked around and found several pieces of broken planks, putting these together to form a kind of wharf. He somehow pulled the cow up. At last, he walked back to the monastery leading the cow. During all this time, in strict obedience to his guru's instruction, he did not give up his hold on the rope. Without sincerity, there is no attainment of any kind, because sincerity is our inner feeling, intention, and action. When we are sincere, we are truthful, we are convicted to ourselves. The first characteristic of sincerity is intention, feeling, thought, and actions are in harmony. The next quality is obedience. Obedience to spiritual master is the quickest way to make spiritual advancement. Obedience is a willingness to obey. It is an act of spiritual discipline. It is training for the mind. Through obedience, how miracle can happen in one's life, we can understand with this example. When Swami Shivanandaji Maharaj was president of the order, one newly joined brahmachari asked Maharaj to have darshan of Mother Kali and see Sri Sri Thakur's Leela Sthal at Dakshineshwar. Revered Maharaj said, "Tomorrow is Tuesday, you can go and see Thakur's all places like Kali Mandir, Shiva Mandir, Thakur's room, Panchavati, etc." Next day, brahmachari went to Kalibadi. Each and every place he had darshan. Everywhere he sat for some time and did japa. In this way, he enjoyed divine atmosphere there. Only one thing was annoying him, that was one man, very restless by nature. Within 1 hour, he went on going all those places several times for only 1 minute. Brahmachari observed that this man is not able to sit in one place more than 1 minute. Anyway, he enjoyed Dakshineshwar and went to Belur Math. He met revered President Maharaj and told about his darshan there. Lastly, he told about that restless man also. Maharaj said, "Next time if you go, tell that man, so many days over, Maharaj wants to meet him." After a few days, Brahmachari again went to Dakshineshwar. When he was having his darshan there, he saw the same restless man. He remembered that revered Maharaj called this man to Belur Math. When he told about this to him, he became very happy and agreed to go with Brahmachari on the same day. After coming to Belur Math, Brahmachari alone went upstairs to revered Maharaj. He gave prasad to him and informed that restless man has come with him and asked about his restlessness and said, "You have such a respect for him." Revered Maharaj said, call that man and ask by yourself. Brahmachari called this man. After some conversation, he asked about his habit to that man. Then he told his story that when Sri Sri Thakur was at Dakshineshwar, often I used to visit Kalibadi. Every time I used to see far away people are coming to see Thakur, to listen his nectar-like words. Whole day people are sitting in his room and having his satsanga. Seeing this, I felt unfortunate. I used to think, saint is here, but because of my restlessness, I am not able to get his company. One day I asked about this to Thakur. These people are so fortunate, but for me, seeing you without God realization, I have to die. I am so unfortunate. Is there no way for me, Thakur? And started crying. Then he blessed me and said, don't worry. Through your restlessness, you will get realization. Just you do one thing. How you are coming here and visiting all these places, follow this routine. In course of time, everything will happen according to your wish. Few days later, Thakur got cancer and he left this place. And at Kashipur, he passed away. But according to his instruction, I followed my routine. Now, even though physically Thakur is not in this world, but I see him in his room. He is imparting knowledge to the devotees. When I go to Kali temple, I see her living presence. Now Thakur has changed my life. He transformed my restlessness into God's living presence. In this way, the grace of Guru descends upon those who are utterly faithful and obedient to him. Outwardly, the Guru is a human being, but inwardly, the Guru is God. One must pass the test of spiritual master, and when he sees the genuine desire of disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. The true disciple obeys his guru with pure love, for love's sake. The true disciple who has faith in the guru argues not, thinks not, reason not. He simply obeys. If we serve guru with wholeheartedly, guru can give Brahma Gyan also. Swami Nirvanandaji Maharaj or Surji Maharaj narrated, one day, Brahmanandaji Maharaj asked me, Surya, how long is it for evening aarti? About 20 minutes, I replied. He said, I am feeling hungry. Can you manage some hot luchis, puris for me? Though I knew it to be an impossible task, I replied, yes, Maharaj, and ran downstairs. There was a stove near the kitchen. I brought it out after telling the store manager. Below the staircase, we used to keep small articles for Maharaj's cooking. I lighted the stove and put a vessel with water on it, sliced some potatoes into thin strips and put them into vessel to boil. In the meantime, I made 4 small balls of flour dough for puris. On other stove, I fried the puris in ghee. In the same ghee, I put some spices and fried potatoes. Then arranging puris, fried potatoes, a bit of pickle and some sugar on a plate. I took it along with a glass of water to Maharaj. Looking at the wall clock, I found there were still few minutes left for aarti. When I arranged the food in front of Maharaj on a table, he has delighted and embracing me said, Surya, my son, today you have demonstrated the highest devotion to your guru. If enlightenment can come through selfless devotion and sincerity, then may you be the first to attain to it. To my Brahma Gyan hog. Guru is a boundless ocean of motiveless mercy. His compassion flows in a steady stream to tranquilize the minds of others around. He imparts the tone of his mind to others who are confounded, confused, and suffering. His mercy knows no kind of contractual relationship. In the Guru Paduka Stotra, there is third stanza. Nata yayoho shri patitam sami yuhu kadachidapyashu daridra varyaham mukascha vachas patitam hitabhyam namo nama shri Guru Padukabhyam. Which means salutations to the Guru Padukas, which make those who prostrate before him, before it, possessors of great wealth, even if they are very poor, and which makes even dumb people into great orators. When Swami Virajanandaji was president of the Ramakrishna Mutt and Mission, in the evening hours, he used to sit for public pranams. He had a disciple, in those days extremely rich person. He had several rice mills. He used to offer visits on weekends, and during this darshan period, he used to come and have his darshan and go back to join the line again, so that he can have several times darshan and blessings of his guru. Every time he used to put 500 note at his feet, every time. Virajanandaji was in his habit of saying Jayastu Kalyanamastu, Jayastu Kalyanamastu. His young sevak used to be standing fanning behind him. One day sevak thought why he would not bless him with such an amount of generosity. After all, he is paying him 500 rupees every time. Let me see how he conducts himself with the poor person who cannot give any money. Does he wish him Jayastu Kalyanamastu? To his surprise, a very elderly widow, all stiffened up with arthritis and rheumatism, unable to move properly, came, took her time to bend down, but could not bend down. Two senior sevaks were on both sides to protect Virajanandaji from any mishaps. So they were getting impatient, saying, quickly, quickly. But she could not. Somehow or other, she half inclined, made pranam, and then brought the pallu out and tried to unknot. There was some money in it, 2 anas, 1/8 of rupees, a square little metal piece. And she was so slow as usual because of her inability. The whole queue became impatient, and these two Swamijis also. Sevak was looking at the whole situation, thinking, now here is the time. Let me see how he behaves. Watching from behind him, Maharaj was sitting there, no reaction. Only when these two monks wanted to physically remove that old lady from the queue to set aside, he only said, no, don't disturb her. And then in due course of time, they could unknotted 2 anna coin, and Maharaj, Swami Virajanandaji Maharaj, bending forward, asked that old lady, oh mother, give me what you want to give me. And she was full of joy. Maharaj took that coin saying Jayastu Kalyanamastu and touched that to his forehead. Even though old lady was very poor, taking her 2 anna coin and touching to his head, Maharaj made her happy as if she was the best donor of that day. Today we have gone through few incidents which shed light on Guru's boundless love for his disciple, so that disciple can reach his supreme goal. Swami Vivekananda said, power will come, glory will come, goodness will come, purity will come, and everything that is excellent will come when this sleeping soul is roused to self-conscious activity. So on this auspicious day, my prayers to all the spiritual teachers of the past, teachers of the present, and all the teachers of the future, from every generation, from every tradition, that may their wisdom, their grace, their love fill the hearts of all of us, so that we can make progress in spiritual life and make our own life blessed and bring the joy and peace in our life, making us aware of our divinity in us and in all. थैंक यू.